It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 95 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Thursday, January 15th, 2009. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaux.
And from Dublin, Ireland,
it's Paul Mooney.
And from IBM, Sean Robinson. Hey, Sean.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Why are we here today, Sean?
That's a great question. We're here to talk about, I guess, a couple things. First off, good news. Domino 8.5 shipped last week, so along with that goes Lotus iNotes 8.5 as well as Lotus Notes Traveler 8.5. So given my role and responsibility, I'll use that as a segue, since I focus on the mobile wireless solutions in the Domino ecosystem, if you will, as well as own Lotus iNotes, I can talk about both of those, and I'm very excited about that. In particular, Lotus iNotes Ultralight, and as I said, Notes Traveler.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and start off with a question then. Now, Traveler, was that introduced in 8.01? Is that right?
That's correct. It came out almost a full year ago. And
okay, so what's going to be the difference between what we saw in 8.01 and what's in 8.5?
I'm glad you asked. So within 8.5, we added, first and foremost, we added a new platform. So when it originally came out, we had support for the Windows Mobile platform, so 5 and 6. And now we made a little bit of noise, being understated here, where we now support the Nokia Series 60 platform, right? So we just added an additional 80 million devices to the list of devices that we support. And so we're very pleased about that. And not only that, but we also added new features within Notes Traveler around support for encrypted mail, support for wipe and lock, so and overall security policies. So we've done a lot more things in order to allow Notes Traveler to be a little bit more easier, not only easier to deploy in terms of the security wonks, if you will, within IT organizations, but also just broaden the appeal, right? So the world is not just Windows mobile devices. There's a whole lot of Nokia devices out there. So we want to make sure that we're continuing to make Domino more accessible to more users.
Okay, Sean, I was going to actually pop along with a question I commonly get asked. If you have a SMB company and you're looking at Traveler because you want to deploy mobile support, you don't have to go around upgrading your entire environment to 8.5, do you?
Not at all. We are very excited about the ability to limit what you have to touch. I mean, you actually have two options. One, you can take the approach of, if you have one or two servers, it may make sense for you to upgrade those servers to 8.5, and that may be what's right for your organization. But the feature that we see or hear leveraged quite a bit is the option of multi-server deployment, where the Notes Traveler service itself is running on a Domino server where it's acting as a proxy and then connecting back into your existing Domino infrastructure, which you do not have to touch. So we're very excited about that, to allow mobility support without necessarily disrupting your existing topology.
That's a big plus in that area, because even from a deployment perspective, we've deployed 802 servers with Traveler on sites where they're still running Domino 7 and they're not ready to go with the full upgrade just yet, but they wanted this feature implemented. So they were quite pleased by the fact that they don't have to go upgrading everything. They just needed to place one server in a DMZ and configure it as a Traveler server, and they got all their functionality almost straight away.
Yes, I will be sure to carry those good words back to the development team, who put a lot of effort into making that work.
And on the Symbian side support, the Nokia platform from my perspective, tends to be a lot more popular in Europe than it would be in the US. I could be wrong there, but in the corporate world, did you find a lot of requests and requirements in the US for Nokia support, or was that mostly driven from outside of America?
I think you're right. I think there are, at least at this stage of the game, the world is always changing, but I think the vast majority of support we got was outside the US. And being that we have a worldwide customer base, we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs and wants of all Domino customers whenever possible.
And from our side, we're delighted with Warren Elsmore from BE Systems, who is a Windows mobile device nutjo, who's bringing eight devices with him to Lotusphere to use in our presentation.
Did you say nutso.
he's a nutcase when it comes to the mobile units. He's bringing eight, and I'm bringing five. And he has now ditched his Windows devices since Traveler has come out and has now gone Nokia. He is so pleased with the new S60 support. So he now is using his Nokia phone instead of a Windows mobile phone with Traveler already deployed. We put it out as soon as we got it. So he's more than happy.
Now, see, me not being a cell phone geek, I've got two, which I thought was a lot until about a minute ago.
Just two?
You're not Nacho.
Support for Nokia S60, how big is that? Is that, to me, I look at that and I say, oh, the S60, that must be one phone. But that's really a platform, right?
Well, it is a platform, and that is actually adding an additional literally 80 million devices that we support. That's a huge number. So, we're very excited about that, and based on the initial feedback, a number of our customers are also excited about that, and we heard one example here on this call. So, it's tremendous to be able to expand our reach that way, and, we're hopefully going to continue that trend. I expect we will, where we're going to, add more and more support in the future, and where it makes sense.
All right. Now, of course, the phone that's not on this list is the iPhone. So tell us what the deal is on that.
Well, that's work in progress. We are working on extending Notes Traveler support for the iPhone, and not only are we working within IBM, we're reaching out to our friends from Apple. So that's work in progress. So I can definitely expect that we'll be doing more on that front, and you'll hear more from us in the future.
Mm-hmm. What's different? What's new in 8.5 iNotes ultralight?
iNotes, yeah. So
actually, Sean, I messed up my terminology. I apologize. I really wanted to know with the iPhone.
Okay. That's all right. I'll use that as a segue to talk about iNotes.
Okay,
if you don't mind. So we spoke about Notes Traveler and work in progress with respect to the iPhone, but today we already have support for our web client, so Lotus iNotes, and then within that there's an ultralight mode. So let me back up and put that in the right context. We have a full mode, which is what I'll call the traditional mode of iNotes, which I want to highlight here that the name change is completely in effect now, no longer called Domino Web Access. And back in 8.01 last year, same time Notes Traveler came out, we added a new mode called Light Mode, which is optimized for accessing your email, your calendar, and your contacts, and that's it. So, for folks who want to get in and out and have a very streamlined experience for doing that, that's what Light Mode was designed to do. And I guess the byproduct also helps to support users who all they do on a daily basis is deal with email, calendar, and contacts data. So they'll appreciate the optimized experience just to improve their daily experience. Now, with the 8.02 release, which came out over the summer, we introduced yet a third mode called Ultralight. And so that's what we have to support the iPhone. We began with the iPhone. We expect to support other devices in the future, and we're working through to figure out what makes sense to add there. But as it stands today, we have support for the iPhone. And with 8.5, we expanded the ultralight mode to extend to providing an HTML-only experience, if you will, on the desktop as well. So really taking a different dimension or approach to how we're taking ultralight and lightening even further the experience on the desktop.
Okay, and on the security side in relation to the iPhone UL, because it's just using the Safari browser, that's basically we can be deployed using SSL encryption. People can go in remotely, and one place where I have been recently, we're touting the advantage of that there's actually no data on the iPhone device itself.
You are absolutely correct, and so you know what I often get asked is, well, you know, the iNotes is web client, and whenever you guys get Notes Traveler on there, do you still need to maintain support for iNotes? Absolutely. There are a number of customers who frankly don't want data brought down to the device or stored on the device. And I can think of at least one government that's the case. So we will continue to support the web client approach for access from your mobile device, as well as, you know, in the future when we get there, you know, providing support for synchronization. So, you know, both use cases are applicable as they are applicable, if you will, from a desktop perspective.
Okay. Maintaining the security with 8.5 as well, and kind of sidelining back into Traveler a little bit, there was a lot of highly requested security functionality added in with Traveler 8.5 in relation to mobile devices. Do you want to run through some of those features?
Sure. So there's the classic wipe and lock, so where someone unfortunately leaves their device, or the device leaves them by some, you know, unscrupulous hands, you know, where they can put a call into their IT staff and say, look, I lost my device. I have no hope of finding it. Please kill all the data on there, so that way, you know, all of the corporate secrets that are on there can be taken away. So we do have the wipe and lock capability. We also have support for reading and sending encrypted mail. So that also is a key capability.
Very key.
A lot of folks are sending encrypted mail, and you don't want to be left out or have there be degradation, if you will, in your productivity being out of the office by not being able to read encrypted mail. So, you know, we solve that problem. And then a couple of niceties that we also added here was the starting with the Windows Mobile 6 device, and will be expanded to other devices, but we add support for HTML. So in essence, you know, the whole rich text experience. And that comes into play as a number of folks who are using Notes will mark up email, especially in response. So they'll say, like this, and use a permanent pen, and use a different color than black to respond. And with this release, now you'll be able to read that on those Windows Mobile 6 devices. So you'd be able to appreciate things not being just in black text.
Also very good for all our people that are using it. Another thing I liked about the remote wipe is that when the device itself, you can actually try to wipe the entire device, and if that fails, it will still remove all the Traveler data and the Traveler code itself. It will fail back to that.
That's right, and it's actually it'll try two different ways. It'll try through a data connection. So, you know, leveraging the straight IP connection, and also gives you the option of trying to send the kill command through SMS as well. So it'll take, you know, gives you some options in terms of how you want to send a kill command. So someone has to be really, really determined to not only take the device, but really, truly disable it from any type of connectivity in order to prevent that kill command from being executed.
Yeah, we were determined in our testing, and we still couldn't get past it, so it got the blessing from us. sticking with the Traveler thing is, it's a big plus on our side, even when we're going approaching sites. But from an SMB does look at this as a way of, it does what it says in the tin very, very well. Have you ever been asked, like, what's the maximum amount of users it can take care of one Traveler server, or is there any limitations on persistent requests or performance up to this point?
It's really, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I'm going to give you a consultant answer. It depends. It's going to depend on the number of users. It's going to depend on the amount of email. It's going to depend on you know, the amount of throughput. I mean, you know, all these factors come into play. So I can't give you kind of a one-size-fits-all answer. Plus, it also depends on the type of server that you're running on.
Very true.
So there's not one answer. Now, one thing I neglected to mention earlier, though, has to do, you know, as I said before, you have SSL connection. I think you've mentioned that for iNotes. But we also, through our VPN solution, Lotus Mobile Connect, provide support for clientless VPN. So this is a key use case that we're promoting quite actively. So there, let me step through the use cases that Lotus Mobile Connect supports. So it's the traditional VPN, you know, from the desktop connecting back into your intranet use case. I think it's a well-defined use case that many folks use. There's the VPN solution or use case where you have a VPN client on your device, and that's, you know, today we have Lotus Mobile Connect that runs integrated within the Lotus Notes Traveler client, and that's, you know, I think also well understood. And then the last one is we have a clientless VPN use case that we support where through the browser, any application, you can have a secure connection through your browser back into your intranet. So, you know, there's no client that needs to be required to be installed onto the device, but it actually gives you that VPN quality secure connection for the duration of that browser session within the application that you're connecting to. So that's one that we are taking quite a lot of pride in promoting because it's a use case that a lot of folks don't realize that we actually have, which comes into play for iNotes in case SSL is not sufficient for you in terms of security.
Not true. There's a lot of government sites that would be looking at that with a lot of interest.
Indeed.
All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we all head to Lotusphere?
We're really looking forward to actually, I think everybody's looking forward to getting there. What we're going to do is on our presentation with myself and Warren Ellsmore is live on stage, install a Traveler server, on a server we have positioned in the UK. And then by the end of the event, going against all the rules of presentation, the audience will be able to email us questions, which will be receiving on our Symbians and on our Windows mobile devices and on an iPhone. So people will be able to mail us any of the questions and we'll be able to answer them as they mail while arguing the pros and cons of Traveler versus BlackBerry versus just about everything else and how they all position themselves in the market. 8.5 and Traveler so far has looked very, very impressive to us and we can't wait to get over there and start showing it to people.
Paul, when is your session?
I was scared you were going to ask that. And let me just pull up my calendar here. My session with Warren Ellsmore is on The World is Going Mobile, which is BP209, which is on the Tuesday in the Dolphin South Hemisphere 3. And what time? I believe it is on at 1:30.
Okay, and Sean's going to sit in the front row so you can introduce him.
I normally would, but I won't be there this year. I'm actually going to be in Washington, D.C., being one of the 2 to 4 million people who will be there for the presidential inauguration in the U.S.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, we'll probably see you on TV.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You'll be the guy waving, yes?
That'll exactly be me.
Hey, Sean, before we hang up, I had one other question about the iPhone Ultralight. Can I do name and address book lookups yet or not yet?
Well, we have a name picker that will help you in addressing emails that you're actually creating. So that we do have.
Okay, is that new in 8.5?
It is new.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right, well, Sean, I want to thank, on behalf of Julian and Paul, I want to thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Taking Notes podcast. 8.5 and all the things it offers for mobile devices sound very intriguing. Paul and Warren's session at Lotusphere is one that's on my list already. And any parting words from you, Julian?
No, just trying to get ready for Lotusphere.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Have a great time at Lotusphere.
Yeah, Sean, can you provide a cardboard cutout or something that we can use? Or?
Well, I think I'm on the hook to send a live picture to one of the sessions, so I think it's going to be the iNote session. So watch for a picture of many heads from the inauguration being in that presentation.
Oh, that'd be very cool.
All right, Paul, thank you for joining us. As you're the expert, you and Warren are the experts on this technology. It's a little out of bounds, I guess, for Julian and myself, and we really appreciate you joining us, actually the last couple of episodes. So Your contract's in the mail.
Oh, thank you. I'll expect checks. I take PayPal as well. I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys in a few days.
All right. Thanks again, everyone. That's episode 95 in the can. Take care.